Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Cheers, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere few hundred miles to my west-southwest, a man who any woman would be proud to call son, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. And welcome to all the mommies and people who have mommies all over the world.
Yes.
How goes it, Matt?
Oh, it's fine. I've had a busy morning. Very busy, very busy.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got up at, well, I had Schmoop get me up at 7 so I could, you know, take a shower, had her make me some coffee so I could leave by 8:30 to go have breakfast with my wife and son for a little Mother's Day celebration.
And where was breakfast celebration held at?
At Perkins. Perkins Restaurant.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, pretty fancy.
Oh,
yeah. Pretty loud, too. Not good, not good. Whew. Had some lady with her little Weight Watchers cards near us and counting her little numbers and talking about her diet all the while everyone's eating.
While everyone else is saying, more bacon, please.
Exactly, which is exactly what I did. So we had a good time, and then I boxed up what everyone didn't eat, and then I went out to the cemetery and put it on my dead mother's grave. Thought she might want a little snack.
A little breakfast leftovers.
She doesn't need to eat much anymore.
Half a pancake, one bite of sausage.
No, I ate all the sausage. Sorry, Mom. And then it's,
I have to limit myself to two pieces of sausage when I have sausage.
Why?
Oh, it doesn't play well with the
doesn't it
with me anymore? Nope. I pay a dear price for eating sausage.
Oh, I'm sorry.
These things happen when you get older, I guess.
So you know, I spent the morning with my wife, my son, my dead mom, and now I'm back here to do the show and spend the rest of the day with my lovely girlfriend. So it's a complete day. I will also be getting food for her at Taco Bell later. It's like I'm running two kitchens, Jay. I'm running two kitchens.
You just do and you do and you do for people.
And what do I get in return?
Heartache.
Exactly.
You give and give and give, and they take and take and take.
It's hard. But how's things with you down there in God's country today?
Well, they're just fantastic. I had my lemon poppy seed muffins this morning.
Mm-hmm.
They were delicious.
Were they? They came out light and fluffy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Mom is deciding what she wants for her Mother's Day dinner. She currently is leaning towards KFC.
Really?
Kind of a surprise, but you know.
No,
Colton. Got a little hankering. Got a little hankering for some chicken livers.
Good woman. I love livers.
chicken livers, mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and maybe some corn on the cob.
That is down home right there, baby.
That is. That is. That's good old Southern cooking right there.
But the,
not the kind of thing you'd want to get at the store and make yourself. It's better just go to KFC for that.
Oh, of course. But the best thing on the menu for you guys today is quality time with each other.
Oh, of course. I know that always makes her happy.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Well, we've got a couple people in the chat room. We've got a guest, and we've got Mike.
Hi, Mike. And Mike has sound. How great is that?
That's wonderful. Sometimes you got to hit that old refresh button.
Sometimes you do.
BTR's a quirky little mother.
And, of course, it is Mother's Day, so,
You
know, we're doing the entire show is one big shout-out to moms.
Yeah.
But I did have one special little shout-out I wanted to do.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Normally I do shout-outs to my BFF, Warrior Cat, but this week, shout-out to Cat's mom.
Oh, that is sweet.
Yeah, she's awesome. She thinks I'm awesome, which makes her awesome.
Exactly.
She gave me the nickname Los Cachos, so I can hear Kat scream Los Cachos at me. Call me
sexy.
Cachetitos. Uh-huh. It's the first non-offensive nickname anybody's ever given me. And she sends me Farmville requests twice a day on Facebook. So
that's good.
That's wonderful.
It's nice to socialize with the mothers. And,
and Mike has lost sound again. That is just so upsetting.
Oh.
And I don't want to say that Mike's the kind of guy that would just sit there and tinker with things and mess with
them. No.
But, you know, Mike, really, you get sound. Just leave it, man. Leave it.
And as I just said, you know, socializing with mothers is good. And what's even better is if anyone would like to socialize with us about our mothers or their mothers or anyone's mother, you can call in today on the IWS hotline. Today, sponsored by Susan Smith at 661-244-9852. That's the Susan Smith.
And if you would like to, if you would like to celebrate America's mommy, then you can go to our website at iwsradio.blogspot.com, and you can see that Bristol Palin has been named Babe of the Week because she is America's mommy. And a little mixed reaction to that, actually. Kind of caught me by surprise.
Yeah. Trying to reach across the aisles of hotness and chastise for it.
Yeah, I thought the one thing we could do in this country is we could come together and admire hotness. But apparently, liberals only accept a certain kind of liberal hotness.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, what are we going to have to make Rachel Maddow the Babe of the Week? Because I can tell you right now, it ain't going to happen.
Maybe they're demanding Janine Garofalo.
That's not
to be
bad.
The Babe of the Week.
That's
and,
not bad.
You know, if you want, you know, Janine Garofalo from maybe like 15 years ago when she was so damn cute. Okay. Yeah. Janine Garofalo with the dyke haircut and the tattoos? No.
Not happening.
Not going there.
Well, to all those naysayers out there down in old Bristol, she is our Babe of the Week. And for that, I say,
and we stand by our Babe of the Week.
Yes, we do. In fact, in addition to Bristol, there's a lot of hot mothers out and about in the world today.
They are everywhere. In fact, really, you just go down to Walmart and you will see hot moms galore. You'll see some questionable moms, but you'll see some hot ones, too.
And What's really good, some of the hot ones are actually wives as well. They're not just mothers. There's a handful that are also married.
And not only that, and this will come as a complete surprise to you, but if you go down to Walmart, at least half of the hot moms are of legal age.
Oh, all right.
But, there's lots of great, really hot moms. Natalie Portman comes to mind, who's a new mommy, just had a baby not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
Probably didn't come to your mind, but came to
mine.
No,
it didn't.
It? Oh, now she's an it? Oh, my goodness.
One that readily popped into my mind and often does, even as I'm trying to go to sleep at night, is one Jessica Alba.
Mm-hmm. I happen to have her on my list, too.
Ah.
Big fan.
What'd you say?
I said I'm a big, big fan of Jessica Alba.
Oh, God, yeah. Especially when she wears that Invisible Woman suit of hers. Oh, God. Whew.
And, maybe to make it up to the people who were unhappy with the Bristol Palin talk, definitely Michelle Obama shows up on that list of
there you go.
Hot mamas.
Mm-hmm. Mochaccina mama.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just, if you were her kid, you could whip up a nice salad with some arugula and,
mm-hmm.
Nice veggies and stuff like that for her.
Yeah,
for,
I was
going to
say, you could have a main course of a Brussels sprout bake of some sort.
Uh-huh.
That'd be tasty.
Uh-huh. Oh, delicious. And another new mom, Beyonce. She's a new mom.
Oh, that's a beautiful mama right there.
Yeah. And she's going to be a great mom, too. I mean, it's just such an awesome person.
Yes. One that popped onto my list was Jamie Lynn Grummet, Jay. Of course, in France, they'd probably call her Grumet.
So who's that?
You know her, and America knows her now. She is on the cover of Time magazine. That's who I want for my mom.
Yes, the old attachment mom.
Yes.
Controversy.
I've become
and
very
no,
attached
no,
to that
we're
mom.
Not gonna. I could enjoy being attached to them. I feel bad for that kid though, because. He's going to need some therapy. He's going to need a little help. And Mitt Romney's grandkids are going to beat that kid up on the playground.
That's right. Cut his hair off.
Being a little mama's boy. No, I didn't know her name. I've seen her.
I've seen her wares.
I feel like I know her pretty well for not having known her name, but.
Well, anyway, a happy Mother's Day to Jamie Lynn Grummet.
And to all attachment moms everywhere.
Exactly.
And
I was kind of taken aback. Someone yesterday, it was on the Mother's Day post. So that would have been, Friday? On iwsradio.blogspot.com. Someone actually said that picture was creepy. I didn't think it was creepy, but I did mention that it would have been hotter if it was a girl child.
And I just don't know why you don't work for Time magazine to make these recommendations.
They should have consulted me.
Yeah, they're sitting there looking at it, thinking, let's call up Matt Mann and just, there might be a way to make this a little better.
A little sexier.
A little
or,
hotter.
Excuse me,
yeah.
A little more provocative. Sorry.
Uh-huh. They won't sell any extra copies, but they sure are being talked about a lot with that cover.
Mm-hmm. and tossed around too, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. You know, you know, some celebrity moms really aren't very good moms.
Really?
Surprisingly enough, yeah. And one of them, and I know this may be a little controversial because she's only been a mom for like 2 weeks, but I'm going to guess Jessica Simpson isn't really that great of a mom.
I hope to God that someone other than Jessica Simpson is there 24/7.
Because that's one mom I wouldn't want to be.
No.
My attachment mother. Around me. Just, I mean, I would be so annoyed at all times. Like, God, woman, you just need to shut up.
Well, not only annoyed, you'd probably have broken bones and bruised. Why always someone got to be around when I drop my baby again? Oh, my goodness. Where is my baby?
Where did I put it? Let's see, I was in the kitchen a minute ago, look in the fridge. Oh, here he is. Must have put him down while I was getting a Coke. Here, little baby, would you like some Coke?
I would rather hear that a Korean chick say that line, Jay.
And she said, like some cock.
But that's something for a different show.
Yeah, well, that's kind of an inside joke.
Yeah, it is. We hate to do those things.
A little video
we
entertained ourselves with this morning.
Yeah, and we don't like to do inside jokes because it pisses off one Lorna Snatchwell. So,
where is Lorna? I wonder if Lorna is a mom.
If she is, God, not.
Happy Mother's Day to you, Lorna, and show some patience with those kids, would you?
At least more patience than you showed us.
Exactly.
We had a guest
leave the chat room. Obviously, a Jessica Simpson fan. Yeah, just call it like I see it.
There you go.
I don't know what to tell you.
Just keeping it real. And I'd like to keep it real for mentioning my last hot mother. Everyone knows her. Everyone loves her. Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, yeah.
And she's funny.
She's fun. Hilarious.
Yeah, and seems to always be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of those people keeping everything light and happy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my last hot mom on my list is Amy Poehler.
Oh, yeah. Cute. Very cute.
And hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And much like Rosie, always seems to be just a very happy-go-lucky person.
So lucky. We like happy-go-lucky.
Yeah. Seems to find the joy in everything in life and, you know, no drama. No drama.
No.
But of course, there's lots of hot moms out there. We follow a lot of them on Facebook,
yes,
Twitter.
One especially, and that would be the uber lovely Miss 4th of July 2011. One Ms. Tamra.
Mm-hmm. No, there's others too. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, we all love Tamra, but.
Yeah.
Some of us just aren't quite as creepy about it.
Uh-huh. Also, you're not going to mention the others, I take it.
Oh, no, I don't want to leave anybody out. Second I can't go through all few hundred of them, and then, you know, I'll leave the one out, and I'll get a nasty email.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. You're right. So we'll just leave it at.
We could go ahead and mention our very good friend, Miss Jo Sequist. There's a hot mom for you.
There she is.
Really, really hot mom.
Oh yeah.
I bet she'd be a fun mom.
I know.
No, she is a fun mom.
Oh,
I
mean, sure she is.
Yeah.
She'd make a hot attachment mom.
Uh-huh. She could be my attachment mom, even though I'm like 10 years older than her.
Well, yeah.
One of those relationships.
Yeah.
And Mike apparently has been doing Google image searches for this Jamie Lynn Gourmet. And he's a little bit horrified by what he's found. That'll teach you.
There you go, Google boy.
You know, you need to think long and hard before you do that whole safe search off thing, buddy.
You know, you mentioned Jessica Simpson, and she might not be the greatest mother in the world, nor is Britney Spears. But they're tame compared to one that made my worst motherhood list. And that would be one, Andrea Yates. Not a lot of fun going on in that household back in the day.
Not the best mom you'll ever come across at all, is she?
No. I mean, I'd just freak out if she said, hey, it's bath time. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Here we go.
Yep. It's bath time. It's time to die.
But she is a mother, and we have to celebrate her.
Yep, we have to. And the MILF lines are open.
The MILF lines are open, as they always are, at 661-244-9852. Call us and chime in.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Just chime in with your stories about your mom.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really have a big long list of bad moms. You know, I don't like to judge people. I don't like to judge.
No, I know
so,
you don't.
I had Jessica on there, and I had Brittany, and it really hurts me to put Brittany on that list. But
why is that?
I had to because I don't know. I mean, you know, she's you're driving around with a cigarette hanging out of your mouth and a 2-year-old sitting on your lap while you're neither of you wearing seat belts. You're just gonna have to go on the bad mom list.
That sounds like me taking out Ryan at 2 a.m. because he's crying and he won't shut up.
Well, that's different. She was, she was on her way for some Doritos Los Tacos. Because she had the munchies. And I went ahead and put Sarah Palin on my bad mom list. I just,
why is that?
You're going to exploit your kids for your own, personal gain. Yeah.
Well,
which, of course, means every mommy blogger in the world goes on the list, too. So.
Yeah, that's true. She was on my list, actually, as well, but not necessarily her parenting skills, more of her child naming skills. Trig. What the hell is that? Oh, my God.
Well, Ann Romney's child naming skills. I mean, she named one Tag, right?
Yeah.
Didn't she?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, but no, I'm not criticizing. Ann's a good mom.
Mm-hmm. Well, she should be. She's there 24/7. No, I'm not going there. I am not going there. It's Mother's Day, damn it.
Yep. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that if you haven't gotten your mother a Mother's Day gift by now, then you are probably in lots of trouble, but you still have time. You still have a chance.
Do.
Yeah. Now, if you're a young dad, young couple, and you've got kids, little kids, you probably can't do enough for Mother's Day. No matter what it is you try, no matter how hard you try, no matter what you do, it won't be enough, but give it your best shot anyway. She'll still be on the blog late tonight, tears streaming, telling everyone how you just disappoint her at every turn. He just didn't do enough. And then all her readers will trash you in the comment section tomorrow. And that's just life. It's just the way it works, buddy.
Yeah. And it's not going to get any better when she goes to work in the morning. And everyone's standing around, what'd your husband do? What'd your husband do? And then she feels inadequate.
All right. And then she just says, all he did was make breakfast in bed, bring me flowers, buy me a car, buy me a necklace. It just wasn't enough. I didn't get that weekend in Paris I thought I would get. Did you tell him? I told him not to do anything, but he knew better.
And what's sad, Jay, is that today, whether you have a child or not, every woman in the world has the right to say that today, because all women anymore are mothers of some sort.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So we don't want to leave anybody out. We don't want anybody to feel inferior.
Yeah.
So if you have a pet, cat, dog, hamster,
they're raising a potted plant now.
Yeah. Right. Stuffed animals.
I have a different view on this, however.
Hell, if you had a big breakfast and you have a food baby, you're a mommy.
That's right.
You get a card.
I'm kind of a traditionalist, Jay. Mother's Day is called Mother's Day for women who are mothers of children. If it wasn't, we would also have I'm Sorry You Have a Barren Womb Day. That's what that would be called. I am so sorry that you are so ugly and repulsive. No one will impregnate you, Day. Oh.
And I really don't know why we don't have that day. I mean,
that would be
come
a
on, Hallmark,
day.
Get on it.
Oh,
I'm sorry, your husband is shooting blanks day.
Exactly. There's another good one. Or he got the maid pregnant and not you day.
Well, I wonder if Arnold is out buying Mother's Day gifts for the maid.
Probably buying her a new feather duster. Here's your feather duster.
A new vacuum cleaner. It's a Dyson. Oh, look.
Thought you knew sponges. Loofah me. If I knew Arnold's name was going to come up, I would have worked on his accent prior to the show.
Sorry about that. It just happened.
Well, that's what's good. It's raw, Jay.
Uh-huh. Mike is heading off to brunch with Mommy and the kids. Isn't that sweet?
I didn't know he had kids.
Oh, yeah.
No. Maybe I was hoping he didn't have kids.
Oh, yeah. He's taking Mrs. Mike to Hooters for free wings today, I think.
Of course.
He takes her to Denny's on her birthday and Hooters on Mother's Day.
And on New Year's Eve, they danced the night away at the local VFW.
Yep, he combining two of his favorite things, Mrs. Mike and free food.
And Hooters.
And Hooters. Now, who doesn't love Hooters?
Evidently,
like
Jamie Lynn Grummet's child does.
Yeah, he gets after him. You know, another great thing you could do on Mother's Day is to take your wife to a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of lap dances, make it sprinkle on the single moms down there. It's a big Mother's Day for everybody. Because, you know, they need love, too, down there.
They do.
Single moms do.
Working women.
Yeah. Working hard. Struggling to get by.
That's right.
But I think the worst Mother's Day present you can get for your wife is a motorcycle helmet.
Why?
For her to wear when she's riding on the back of the motorcycle you're getting ready to buy.
Just showing some care. Want her to be protected.
Yeah. Don't want her to bang the noggin off the concrete.
That's right. Now, women who've had abortions, are they mothers or not? I think it would depend on what religious viewpoint you ask.
Yeah, I think that would probably it caused quite a discussion. And I think it'd be great to have maybe Franklin Graham on to discuss that.
I'd be happy to come on.
And maybe Rachel Maddow. Have a little round table discussion. And go that, because I don't know. I mean, do you get?
I would think Franklin Graham would. I think
happy you murdered your baby day. I mean, well, I don't really know. It's going to be a tough card. Tough card to find, isn't it?
Hallmark's pretty clever. I'm sure they could come up with some touching things.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we can all agree a partial birth abortion is definitely makes you a mom.
I'll go with that.
Okay, I think we can go ahead and just settle that one, and then we'll have the big discussion about. Yeah.
Yeah, if we could set the timeline down.
Right. Yeah, that could be another thing. Yeah, we'd have to discuss. You know, it. You know, you have the first trimester, second trimester abortion.
Mm-hmm.
As to whether or not you're a mom. Well, that's a tough one. I don't blame Hallmark for not tackling this one.
Cowards.
is Claire Huxtable the best TV mom ever?
No. I mean, no. No.
Yeah.
I always found her a bit pretentious.
That.
I won't say uppity. No, I won't go there. But I found her to be pretentious.
What about Carol Brady?
She was the best. I love that little bob on her hair. Yeah, she's
Carol Brady was a great mom.
Yes, little saucy mom.
Mike Brady was not the best dad around. Not bad. But he was always about teaching them lessons. Life lessons and stuff.
Right.
But Carol, that's a great mom.
Yeah. Mike stayed in the closet a lot, as I remember.
Yeah, he did. Mrs. Garrett, Edna Garrett was a great mom. A den mother.
Now, see, she could be considered, even if she had no children of her own, she gets that name because she was, as you said, a den mother.
And she certainly mothered those girls.
Yes, she did.
And her advice and her mentorship really meant a lot. And she did a great job, especially when they brought Joe in, because
mm-hmm.
Joe was a lesbian and things could have gotten really weird. Because of her.
Yeah, I'm still pissed at her for not letting it happen. That would have been hot.
So, Marion Cunningham was a great mom.
I was going to mention her. Mrs. C was awesome.
Yep. Florida Evans.
Oh, my God. Very good, Jake.
Yeah. Oh, man, I loved Good Times.
Esther Roll,
yep.
A fine actress, actually.
Mm-hmm. And, I didn't see the movie, but Jules and Nick, played by Annette Bening and Julianne Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are all right. We're great moms. Mm-hmm.
Great.
And I know they were because they're lesbians, and we love lesbians.
We love lesbians.
And lesbians love us.
Yes, they do. Not as often as we'd like, but... I'll tell you.
I see that BTR hasn't fixed the countdown clock yet, but that's okay.
God, is it... I never knew it went out that early. Holy cow, yeah. We still have 10 minutes left or so.
Yeah. And I got a list of bad TV moms, TV and movie moms.
Really?
But I tell you what, I struggled with this. I put Roseanne on both lists.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough call, don't you think? I mean,
on one hand,
awful moms.
Yeah. She was kind of a hands-off mom at times.
Yeah.
And I can see how that came off as,
yeah.
Could come off as uncaring.
Well, you know, she oftentimes didn't know where her kids were, what they were doing.
True.
They were just off running around with people she didn't know and didn't know how to get a hold of them, didn't know how to get a hold of their parents or anything.
Yeah. But, you know, that's a sitcom. I can't imagine that happening in real life. No one would let their kid go hundreds of miles away with no way to contact
child. Becky ran off to Minneapolis and got married and just, you know, called them from a phone booth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Tough call on that one.
Yeah.
I mean,
definitely
I'm not saying she didn't love her kids.
No.
She did the best she could. She did the best she could.
And
I mean, her mom was fruitcake. She was a loony.
Yeah. Turned out to be a lesbian.
Yeah.
She didn't want to be one of those helicopter parents.
No, she was not an attachment mom.
No.
She was more like a detachment mom.
That just builds independence in the child, makes them stronger, tougher, faster.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't think that Shirley Partridge was all that great of a mom.
Oh, God. Who cares? She was hot back then. Oh, God, yeah.
Well, if hotness is all that matters, then we'll put Britney back on the good list.
Oh, God, no. But why wasn't Shirley Partridge a good mom? I thought she was a great mom.
Have you noticed what a shitbag Danny Bonaducci grew up to be?
Now you're mixing the show and reality. Jay, are you all right? That's really not her child. You knew that, right?
She was basically his mom.
And hell, the other two, the youngest two, you don't even hear from them anymore, do you? Where the hell they go? Well, I don't know.
Nope.
Okay, I guess you're right. She's shit. Mm-hmm. She's a shit mom.
There we go.
See, you convinced me. Very good, Jay.
Just argued that one out reasonably, like a couple of adults.
Mm-hmm. See, if we can do it. If we can do it, people, liberals can love Bristol Palin for being Babe of the Week.
Exactly. Exactly. And I know you don't watch, you never watch The Wire, but LaDonda Bryce, bad mom.
Really?
Bad mom. Yeah, yeah. Oh, selfish. Oh, my God. Selfish and foul-mouthed woman.
Hate that.
Pushing her kid into the drug game after Weebay went to prison. Awful.
That sounds bad. Is
she
hot?
To make money for her? No.
Well, then I don't like her.
And Beth Jarrett, Mary Tyler Moore in Ordinary People, bad mom.
Ah, bad. Oh God, yeah.
Cruel mom. And it made it even worse when Ordinary People lost out to Raging Bull for the Oscar. Let's see here. Who else do I have on my list? Oh, Eleanor Eisland. Angela Lansbury. Played by Angela Lansbury, the Manchurian Candidate.
Oh my God.
Bad mom.
Holy cow. You went into the Wayback Machine.
Yes. Well, maybe the worst mom of all time.
Well, Piper Laurie and Carrie wasn't much better.
Well, Margaret White, yeah. Not a warm, cuddly mom at all.
I think that's what Britney Spears bases her mother instincts on, is Piper Laurie and Carrie. Did he touch your dirty pillows?
Oh, I'm going to cut that snippet out. I'm just going to put that on a loop.
That's one of my favorite movies. And I'll tell you what, this is off topic for just one minute second. That sounded stupid. Anyway, I think that is one of the few, Stephen King based movies that is actually better than the book.
Huh.
Yeah, I thought the book sucked. Yeah.
All right.
But, yeah.
Well, okay, I'll go along with that.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. I'll tell you who's a great mom.
Mine. My mom. She's a great
mom. Exactly. The J-Mom. She is awesome. Yay, Betty.
Yeah, because she put up with me, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Forcing her to
do. Now, who were you going to say?
No, I was. That's who I was going to say.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to say my mom. She's dead.
But, I mean, that wasn't her choice.
Well, no.
You know, you can't be mad at her for that.
Well, she left me, didn't she? When I was still young and impressionable. At the age of, what, 42? No, but here's to your mom, Jay. Wonderful woman.
Here's to my mom.
Whom you forced to do awful audio files for us from time to time.
But she makes them great.
Yes, she does. Even though she doesn't want to participate at all, she does it because she loves you.
Exactly. And that's what being a mom is all about. Making sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
Doing things out of love.
Right.
All mushy here at the end.
I didn't get a lot of love from my mom because, you know, even as a mother, you only have so much love to spread around. She had to spread it around 8 other kids. Jesus Christ, I got gypped in that deal. And God, when her house and everything was sold, you had to split it 8 ways. Or 9 ways, whatever. Oh God.
That sucks right there now.
It does. No, I'm not bitter. No.
And we're not talking selling the Romney house here. We're talking, you know.
No, we're talking selling a van down by the river is what we're talking No, I love my mom. I miss my mom still to this day from time to time. But not in a bad way. Just miss. I'll think of something funny, want to call her, and there's no one to call.
Yeah. I think, boy, she would have loved that.
Exactly. And she'd be so proud of me for being 47 and doing a radio show on Blog Talk Radio.
Right. And having a wife and a girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, she did. She knew that.
Yeah.
And in spite of her ultimate Catholic-hood, she accepted it and loved the Schmoopster as well.
Of course she did, because you love Schmoop, and so she was going to love Schmoop too.
That's right.
And we're down to just seconds left. So.
Yes, we are. I think it's been a wonderful celebration of motherhood.
I agree.